Hello and welcome back to Naxos Classical Spotlight and music by composer Jurgis Karnavičius, one of Lithuania's most important composers whose music is only now being rediscovered, thanks in no small part to these recordings by the Vilnius String Quartet. They recorded Karnavičius's first two string quartets on an earlier recording for the Ondine label and have returned with this recording of his quartets 3 and 4. The opening music for this podcast comes from the opening of his string quartet number 3, and here's a bit more. Jurgis Karnavičius was born in 1884 and grew up in Vilnius. In 1903, he went to study in St. Petersburg, where in 1908 he graduated from the Faculty of Law, and then in 1912 from the St. Petersburg Conservatory. In 1914, with the outbreak of World War I, Karnavičius was mobilized into the Russian army. In 1915, he fell captive and lived in a German prison camp until 1918. In 1927, he returned to Lithuania, where he taught composition and played viola in the state opera orchestra. In fact, there are two other Jurgis Karnavičiuses who were also important figures in Lithuanian classical music, and they are his son and his grandson. But in this podcast, we're talking about the string quartets written by the grandfather, who, as I said, lived from 1884 until 1941. Here's a bit more of the first movement of his string quartet number 3. Karnavičius's third and fourth string quartets were composed and performed for the first time in 1922 and 1925 in St. Petersburg. Although the third quartet was composed way back then, it seems to have been published for the first time in 1969, at which point it was recorded by the Lithuanian String Quartet, an ensemble that doesn't exist anymore. And so it languished for another half century until 2020, when the Vilnius String Quartet took the reins and made these recordings. Here is music of the second movement, a fast movement from the third string quartet. Music from Jurgis Carnovicius' String Quartet No. 3. When Carnovicius composed his fourth string quartet, he was working quickly. In his own manuscript, he wrote the date December 4, 1924 on the opening page when he started writing. And at the end of the final movement, he wrote the date March 19, 1925. This means he started and completed this quartet in less than 4 months. Here's the very opening from his fourth quartet. Lithuania is one of three Baltic states that lie on the eastern shores of the Baltic Sea. Its neighbors are Latvia to the north, Belarus to the east, and Poland to the south. Although there have been people living in that region for many thousands of years, in fact since the last glacial period ended about 10,000 BC, the first mention of Lithuania by name was around 1009, and by the 14th century, the Grand Duchy of Lithuania was the largest country in Europe, but since then it has been occupied, divided, and reinstated as a country many different times. In 1990, it finally had its independence restored, and in 2004 joined the European Union. It's by all accounts a wonderful country. It does produce marvelous composers and musicians, and it's a country I hope to visit one day when that is allowed again. Here's a bit of the slow movement from Jurgis Carnovicius' String Quartet No. 4. That was from Jurgis Karnavičius's fourth string quartet with the Vilnius String Quartet. The Vilnius String Quartet made their debut in 1965, more than 55 years ago, and although the personnel have changed, the group mission hasn't. They represent their country and its capital city, Vilnius, after whom they are named. They perform music from all eras and composers, but they have performed works by more than 100 Lithuanian composers as well. This recording of the string quartets of Jurgis Karnavičius is just one more way for the Vilnius String Quartet to demonstrate their commitment to the composers of their homeland. Here is the beginning of the final movement of Karnavičius's fourth string quartet. Music by Jurgis Karnavičius. You have been listening to music from a new album dedicated to his string quartets 3 and 4 with the very fine Vilnius String Quartet. It's on the Ondine label, catalog number ODE1387-2. That's it for this podcast. I hope you can join me next time. Until then, I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.